No, well, the Jewish over there odds are maybe, yeah. But not necessarily. So we have machlokas about, I guess, who you stand for. So EC says seva means any old guy. Okay? Any old guy. Fine. Tanakama argues no. Because it says, Asvali Shivim Ish Mi Zikne Yisrael. Gather me 70 people from the Zikne Yisrael. Zikzer Shava, Zakin, Zakin. Just like Zakin over there. Rashi. Just like over there, it was great people and chachamim, right? The chesiv hasheidata came zikneim shotrav. It wasn't just old people; they were the zikneim shotrav. They were important people. Okay, so that's Tanakama. So he says that he has to be a wise old man. And the Yosi clearly says ain zaken. He says misha kana chachma. Shnei Hashem kanani reishis darka. So he says it's a play on the words notchikon. I mean zekana. So zaken means zekana chachma. So it means a guy who is a chacham. Okay, fine. So of course the problem is going to be it sounds like the same position. Okay, but basically we said the svar we had for now without getting into the particulars of. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Segli, and Tanakama, as they took them as a group versus Isi, mm-hmm. We said is that the reason why the Torah holds Yishevim Chaver a Chacham, old person, is because in general, old person has a certain Chachma, okay, certain experiences of life which he's gone through, and he's closer to death, so his fantasies are broken down. So in general, an old person has a certain Chachma. But the question is that just the reason why, but now halachically the Torah said, mechaber chacham, old person? Or do you say no, that the Torah created a category called old wise person? It's like a compound entity. There's a certain kind of a guy, like an old wise guy. So it means that being the case, it can't be a shmai. It has to be really a guy who has the wisdom of old age. It has to be that kind of a guy. So that's like that's a chiddush though. That's totally says seva. Yisi says seva. Seva. Seva doesn't say, you know, that might be why, but that's not what. A plug. Or do you say no? That it created a new category of old wisdom. Okay. So that was before we got into the chiluk between the Rebbe and the Chacham. That's what we said. Okay. So the Gemara asks. Then I'm just jumping down now. It says, Rabbi Yossi Lid, Hanna Tanakama. Right? It's like five lines in the bottom. So it says, Ika Benayu Yanei V'chakim. No, because they're both basically saying it's not Ashmain, it has to be a Chacham. So what's the difference? Same thing. There's no difference is Yanei V'chakim. Okay, a young, a wise man. Right? Rabbi Yossi Lid, Sar Fila Yanei V'chakim. I'm sorry. Tanakam Sar Yanei V'chakim Lo, Rabbi Yossi Lid, Sar Fila Yanei V'chakim. Okay, Rashi. So it says, Tanas Kamasavar Yatayan of Chakim Lo, Velchi Kamar Tanakama, Ein Zakin Ela Zakin, Shehu Chacham, has to be wise, old and wise. Shenemar, Asfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Vehasam Zakinim Vichachamim Hayu, they were both old and wise. Kidachsev Asheyadata Kihem. Like Kihem Zikne Asheyadata, Kihem Zikne Ashotrav. Right? Alma, Zikanim Vyaduim Habe. They were Zikanim and they were Yaduim. Okay? Because Asheyadata, Kihem Zikne Ashotrav. So they were old and the known. Okay? So therefore, old alone doesn't do it, and wise alone doesn't do it. You have to be old and wise. And known. So Rabbi Rashi is putting in this new thing of known. What does Yiduim have to do with that? But that's what he's putting in. Okay? So it's only, so you're only standing for a guy who's both old and wise. You don't stand for a chacham. Turns out, according to him, you don't stand in the Talmud walks in the room. You don't stand up.
Okay? Who's that Batorah's this?
Not Batorah's this. I don't know if it does anything. But Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Dimashani, Leila Krami, Mashma'o, Zikna, Mamish, V'dorish le zeh shekana chachma. Right, he learns that from the mashmas itself, and he says zikna means zeh shekana chachma. So if you know, doesn't say anywhere that he has to be old. Zaken zikna means zeh kana chachma. Anyone who's kana chachma. Right, so everyone is agreeing that that old guy has to be a certain amount of wisdom. Question is, what about if you have a wise guy who's not old? So if you learn from Zakenim, then no, it's only wise old. But if you say it's learned that from Zekana Chachma, then anyone is Chachma. Okay? Mm-hmm. So essentially, are there two things you're standing for? An old guy or a wise guy? Or is it like a compound idea? Okay? A guy who's old and wise. Okay? But not one without the other. Okay. So let's see, the Gemara takes apart a little bit where they learn that from. So so Gemara says, my tender is regular. Are we up to there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the pasuk says like this, Mimnei Seva Takam, and from in front of old age you should stand, Adarta Pnei Zaken, and you should adorn the face of a Zaken. Okay? So it says, so my name is Amachalisa, that you're only standing for a guy who is both old and wise. Should have just said, from an old wise man. Like that's all Tanakhama, that's what Tanakhama is saying. It's really, it's one institution of an old wise guy. So it should have said, Mimnei Seva Zaken, which reflects that it's one guy who has both qualities. You should stand and adorn. Maishna de Palgina Rahmana, why the Torah split it up. Lememar the high love high, the high love high. Shmami na filion rachakim. So it must be why did it split it up? Ne seva takum darta pene zakin. Seva sounds like they're two separate things. Seva's an old guy who may have wisdom, but he's an old guy. And then zakin is a separate thing, it's a chagam. Two separate guys. Right? So it must be the guy who has wisdom is even if he's young. Right?
How do you read that?
What
does that mean?
Yeah, this guy's not him, this guy, and this guy's not that guy.
They're
distinct. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, Tosus makes a point, I mean, the big Tosus, so maybe we'll get to it. He basically says, he has a question. He says, if you're telling me that they're two separate things, and there's an old guy, and a wise guy, but he tells me the old guy itself has to be wise. Right? So then, what do you need the whole thing of old guy? Because you have to stand for wise guys. In other words, you know what I mean? Like if you have to stand for any chacham anyways, so what are you teaching me by an old guy? Right. An old guy has to be wise, so he's standing because he's a chacham. So what are these? They're not two things. They're really one thing. They're both chacham. What? Right, so that's what Tosa says. Tosa says that, yeah, so it means that Rishulu is saying is it doesn't mean like a guy who's a young chacham has to really be a chacham. His muflag, he has to really be a real guy. A guy? The real Talmud Chacham, like a big guy. But an old guy, he can't be an Hashmoy. He can't be an Amaretz and a Rasha. But he doesn't have to be a big guy. He's a regular old, you know, he's be old, you know, an old wise man. The standards aren't the same. Two guys are at equal levels of Chachma. If he's old, you can stand for him. If he's young, you're not going to stand for him. Okay, so he says they're two separate things, though. And that's why the Pasuk split it up. Seva. Takum, yeah, that's Bnei Zaken, two different things. Right, I have Tana Kama going to argue, explain that. I mean, it's a good point. Why the Torah split it up? Right? Just write it as one. So there's not a different reason. The Bible is not Zaken v'Yereisa. Because it wanted to put the word Zaken v'Yereisa. Because it's Bnei Seva Takum, Adarta Bnei Zaken v'Yereisa. So there's a lima that teaches you that even the Zaken has to have a Yera. That he shouldn't bother people. He shouldn't specifically bother people. To make them stand, so therefore the Torah really it is one thing. The Torah split it up because it wanted to have the word Zaken together with V'Yereisa. And if it would have done it the other way, it wouldn't have been able to accomplish that. Okay, so it's hard to argue with that. That's what he's saying, right? Okay. And the Tana Kama my Taima, so what's the Tana Kama's reason though? Why do they say that's really one thing? If it's true that you're telling me they're two totally separate things, imke nichtov rachmana, mimnei seva takum v'hadarta, takum v'hadarta, pnei zaken. Okay? So, you follow that? So there's are two things you have to do. It says, Meseva Takum, you should stand, the Hadarta Pnei Zaken, you should adorn the Zaken. So there are two commands. One is stand and one is adorn, and they're two different people. So it really should have said, if they're two different guys, should have said, Meseva, you should stand and adorn, and then, period. And then, and you should stand and adorn an old guy. I mean, a Zaken, right? It should have, should, if they're two separate things, it should tell you both chiyuvim on both guys. But the fact that it didn't do that, it must be really, it's only one guy who's a seva zaken, and there are two different chiyuvim to that guy, which is namely standing up and adorning him. But it's really only one guy. If it were two guys, it should have said he's given each guy his own chiyuvim. Apparently he doesn't like saying that you have to only stand for one and adorn the other. That's not true. There's nothing like that. So it means both to both. So if it's both of the two different guys, then he should have really said it. Split it up. He said both chiyuvim by both guys. He's teaching us one. That's one thing. Okay. See Rashi. Isak leh dachtam atanakama. Right, the Chanu, the Arabic Krah, Sevu Chacham, then it means it's an old smart guy, Nichtov Neseva Zaki and Takum. Yadartov, and Nimrak Zershava, Maishana de Palginner, why did it split it up into two different guys? Shmaminatarti Milin, and it was two separate guys. Tanakam, Neseva Takum, Yadarta Takum. I'm sorry. Velchikamar. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Tanakam, Meseva takum, vehadarta takum. I'm sorry, Meseva takum vehadarta, takum adarta, bnei zaken, shekana chachma. Filo yanik. So it doesn't say it twice, but it's as if it said it twice. Really, it's two guys, and it really should say Meseva takum vehadarta. In other words, you have to split the pasuk. It says Neseva Takum Vehadarta Pnei Zaken. So you read the Vehadarta from the second part together with the first part, and the Takum with the first part together with the second part. So it says if it wrote both Takum and Hadarta, both on both of them. Two separate guys. Okay, so it's like Neseva Takum Vehadarta. Then we go back. Takum Hadarta Pnei Zaken. Okay. But Zaken means then a Kara Chachma. So even the young guy, even the Ikbe Refil Yadak. I mean, the makbir achachma amrina nami seva lav zaken ashmoi kamar. Right. And since you see that in the second guy, the zaken is zakan achachma, it reflects that the first guy also is not a guy who's an ashmoi, because it's all about achachma. The lekel memer of Yossi azaken ashmoi nami palik. Because he's saying that he means. The Rebbe Yossi is saying even a zake, even a shmai, because the mkein and he's a minyura. He's saying, so Rebbe Yossi clearly is saying that zaken, they split him up in two separate guys. Don't think that he means that a zaken is one thing and a an old guy is a totally separate thing, because then the old guy he basically becomes easy minyura. It's any old guy, but he's not saying that. And the fact that it's two guys but it puts them together means that even the old guy has to partake of chachma to a degree. Fine. Mishin the bottom of myself. Lomar shleya triach lekadel. Kadam Rabbi Yossi the tray in who nechtav behatravayu kima vehidor. Okay, fine. That's the pshat. Okay, so the punchline is: so you have machlokas. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you have two separate things. You have to honor a guy who's a chacham, and you have to honor a guy who's old. Two separate things. Okay, Torah, two separate things. According to Tanakama, no, it means it's one guy. An old chacham, okay, and the nafkamina is that if you have a young chacham, you're not going to stand for him, okay, because it's only an old chacham. Because it's learned that from the zakenim by Moshe Rabbeinu, where they were old chachamim. He says there was a zakenim of Yiduin.
You can't have the nafkamina the other way, also.
So which side is easier to understand there? I mean, I do think it's bothersome. That, for instance, you could have a gadol dar, or there's a big tama chacham. He's 65 years old, and I can stand up for him. According to Tanakama. But you have a guy who's 72 years old, and, you know. If you tell me that the old guy is because of Chachma somehow, it's just hard to, like a Zaken Muflag, like Tosa says. I mean, the regular Zaken is a guy who's Muflag Bezik, but Chachma. I mean, he's a Mamash Tamachacham. He's. So it's just hard altogether, the position to me. It's hard to understand why you don't stand up for him. You know, if there's no such thing as standing up for Chachma in this, I can understand. But given that you're telling me you do stand up for Chachma because this old guy, so it just seems hard to understand the idea of limiting it only to old guys and not to...
Right, I hear what you're saying.
I mean, I'll tell you, I'll just argue about Zeglele's side. Okay? He just says that we respect Chachma. Now, there are two kinds of Chachma. There's Chachma of like a guy who's a Zaka Chacham Muflag, a guy who's like a Gadol in Torah, and then there's a Chachma of an old guy. Experiential Chachma. Two different kinds of Chachma. So they're two different things. We respect Chachma. Comes in two brands. Okay, and we respect them both. Right? They're just two Hechitim, so they're the same thing. You know what I mean? That's what it's putting together. It's two, you know. That's what it's saying. Is the old guy has to be, that's how you know it's not a Shmoy. Because otherwise, what are you putting together?
Right.
A guy who's a Chacham and also a guy who's 80 years old. What does old have anything to do with Chachma? But unless they say, no, it's really two types of Chachamim. So we respect two types of Chacham. So that makes sense. But to say that it's only one guy, okay, who's an old wise guy, but not a whatever, what's that idea? The Tanakhama's deal, though, I think we should look at Rashi, though. He's saying he learns it out from the Shimon Zakenim. And he says, why? He says, because you see over there that there were Usli Shimon Zigne Shel Asheya Data. It says, Asheya Data, Kihem Zigne on the Shotrof. Amo Zakenim via Duam Have. They were a Zakenim and they were known. It says, Bamidbar, Yud Aleph, Tes Zion. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Okay, this is basically when Moshe and Moses, when Moshe was complaining that he can't do it alone. He can't lead Klai Yisrael alone.
What was that after?
After the Kiryas HaTaiva, I believe. After basically the Kiryas HaTaiva, when they were complaining and it just came too much.
What was
it says like this. So afterwards, basically when he said, I can't do it alone, so Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Otsvi li shiv mish mizikne Yisrael. Gather for me 70 men from the Ziknei Yisrael. Asheya data, that you know. Kihim Ziknei Ha'am v'Shotrav, because they are the Ziknei Ha'am and the Shotrav, and they're like the officers. L'kachtos on Alamoed v'Satsu Shamimach. So these were serious guys. They know Nevoa. I mean, they were like the leaders. Asheya data, they were Yiduim. Apparently, they were well known. They were not well known guys. So the thing is, there's the Kanim and Yiduim. So it doesn't even say is it doesn't just suffice to have a guy who's a chacham. You need a guy who's a chacham who's also old.
This is distinct from.
And it just seems like Rashi's making a point. Alma zekenim v'yaduim have it. Sounds like he's trying to make a point there. I mean, what's he doing? I mean, he's making the pasuk says it, but you would have read over that part of the pasuk. It sounds like he's trying to make a point. Could ask a question, by the way, on Rashi. Does it sound from Rashi like your average 72-year-old guy is the guy you're standing for? You know, like a guy who's just like not a shmoy, but not like a Talmud Chacham, you know?
Would you not
stand for him?
Answer your
ask. I'm just saying, like, Rashi is saying, it's like you're learning from the Zakenim. And he's saying, as you see from the Zakenim, they were Zakenim v'chachamim. And they were Zakenim and Yiduim. You know, it seems like he's taking it somewhat significant, like comparison, you know? He's looking at who they were, what kind of people these people are. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's saying, is you can't just go on average Chacham, because the average Chacham, even though he's young, he's not like the Zakenim. So wouldn't you say the average old guy also isn't like the Zakenim? I mean, it would seem, I don't know. I mean, you could argue it's a certain type of guy here. But there is a problem, is because then the Gemara should have said that's another Nafkamina. What about if you have a guy who's old, but he's not such a Talmud Chacham, you know? Like a regular old guy, not a Shmai, not, you know? Didn't say that. Let's look at those, because those brings out the door.
From my?
The Ein Zaken El Chacham.
Uh-huh.
Right? Shenemer Otsvili Shiv Mish Mizik Nesrael.
Okay.
Okay. It says, Lav Gzera Shava Gemurahi. It's not a real Gzera Shava. Comparing the Zakenim of the Shivan Zakenim and
Mm-hmm.
The because then you need a mumcha. Mumcha is like a guy who's a real expert.
Right.
Like a smicha or whatever, like a serious guy. Like over there, because the Shem's game there, we're serious guys. Right? So if it's a real Gzer Shava, you should really learn this exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Ella, So what's it teaching you then? I mean, is it saying Zaken Zaken? She says, no, she says, no, it's really just, it doesn't really mean like those Zakenim. Saying just like those Zakenim weren't Ashmais, so too, it's a Zaken is not Ashmai. But it doesn't really mean, look at the properties and the qualities which those guys really had. Because then you'd really have to go all out and need Mumchen. You know what I mean? So it's just like, reveals to you. It's not a real Gzera Shava, it's just showing you, indicating that there's a quality of Chachma that's necessary. You know what I mean? Now, does Rashi sound like he learns the same way? Yeah, like I say, Rashi Mizikne Shal Gomar Zaken Mizikne Malahalan Gedolim VeChachamim Tchseva Sheedata Kihem Zikne Hamashotrav. It sounds like he's taking it pretty literally. I mean, I don't know if he holds any Mumchen. I'm not sure, but I know exactly what Mumcha makes you a Mumcha. But I mean, it sounds like he's learning it as a real thing. You know, he's not saying what Tosas is saying. Tosas is saying is he's just excluding Ashmoy. Sounds like, and then later on also.
Where?
He's saying, yeah, the one I was reading before. V'alchi in afilu Tanakama sover yal nekuhakim lav. V'alchi omer Tanakama. Ein zogin el zogin shu chacham. Shenem vasulishim v'yishuzik neisrael. V'alchim zikene v'chacham mayu. Kedusim v'she yadadu kihim am zikene v'yidum avu. He's saying, look what they were. Those guys were really,
right.
You know, they were zikene v'en yidum. So the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like he's really, you know, learning from there. Sounds that way, right? I'm just saying it sounds like, in words, from Rashi, it sounds like the question is, I might think he's saying for Ashmoy, no. And why not? So if you say it's you learn out from Zaken, it's the Canaan of Zikne Yisrael there, so then you really need real guys, big guys, like there. So that's why it can't be Ashmoy. But you're going to need a serious guy, not just any old guy, not even... If it's not Ashmoy, you need a real guy. But if you say you learn that from just that kind of Chachma, so anyone who's kind of Chachma, it doesn't have to be a big guy. I mean, I'm saying there's another Nafkamina, that's the only problem. The problem is, the Gemara doing it asks, my Ben Ayu, which says Yana Pechakim, didn't say this. I mean, which I recognize is a problem, but I think it sounds like that's what Ashmos and Rashi. And that I think Otoz is going out his way to show that he's not holding, but it sounds like that's what Rashi is holding. Okay, good. So I don't think like David's saying about for Rashi, that this thing of Zakenim, Yiduim, Sheyadata, Kim, Ziknayim, Shultra, he's learning out that it's not a halacha just that we respect Chachma. Okay, there's no halacha according to Rabbi Gilmel that we have to honor Chacham. Basically, you have to honor Chacham. Chachma, there's no, I mean, it might be true, but that's not the mitzvah, there's not the mitzvah here. But the halacha is that there's certain, like, ideas, like kind of like spokesmen for Torah, or like people look at them and they think of Torah. Like a guy who's like the Zikneyam. Like he has a Kanim and the Yiduim. Certain like old age is part of a thing, like an elder. It's a guy who's, he's a representative of Torah. And a guy who's a representative of Torah, an old, wise guy. Like usually, you know, your picture of like a gadol, you know, your picture of a thing is like a guy with a white beard. You know, there's a certain image which just comes up, you know. Because an old age has nothing to do with it. When a guy's young, he's still like, people look at him in a different kind of a way. Yeah, he's still a young guy, you know. Like when he gets a certain age, then he gains a certain type of an acceptance. Like, for whatever reason it is. But that's why people look at him as a representative of Torah. And an old chacham is a certain kind of an idea. And that's what you're being mechaved. It's like really like the din of kavod haTorah, you know what I mean? But it's through the representative of the Torah.
Right.
So that's the idea of a zaken, save a zaken. It's a different idea. But so that's why, of course, he has to have a chachma, you know. But as opposed to the other sheet, the Tanakama, the Riesig Lili, he holds no. He holds really, it's just the din of Chachma. It's really Mechamed Chachma. But the two forms of Chachma. Yeah, it is a little bothersome to me is that according to Rashi, it seems like you're going to have to say that it only means a guy who's like a real Chacham. It's not just your average old guy. I mean, I don't know if it's hard to say everyone judges Klal Yisrael by your average 72-year-old Jewish man, you know. It's hard to, you know, it's not Ashmoy. You know, so I'm saying it sounds like from Rashi, like he's learning it really like the Zikne Ha'am, the Shotra, the Yiduim. They're well known. There's a certain idea that people look at these people and they think of Dora, they think of Klal Yisrael. So he's a certain type of a figure. So as such, that's what you have to be mechaved according to Gamaliel. Tosas isn't learning this.
Right.
Tosas isn't learning. Tosas is learning. It's not really Gzeir Shava because he says Otherwise, you need mumchum. He says, where do you see that? You don't see that anywhere. Where do you see that? It means only special old guys. You don't see it. And so therefore, he goes away from that pshat. He says it really means no. That it just means an old guy who's not an ashmoy. That's all it's teaching you. You're learning out from the Zakenim. So they're saying it's not a real gzer shava. It's not a real gzer shava. Just showing you, it's a chacha that it's not a Zaken ashmoy. So maybe I'll mention now the Rashash. The Rashash learns pshat is that, what does it mean? It's a gzer shava, it's not a gzer shava. So he says, no, really it's not a gzer shava. But just showing you the word Zaken, what does the word mean? Saying the word means a guy who's intelligent. So it can't mean just the guy who's old.
Right.
Ashmai, what the word means. So the Rosh Hashanah asks, he says, yeah, but you see by Sodom, it says, Anche Sodom, Nasabal Abayas, Minarve Ad Zaken. So you say there, Zaken meant there a guy who's wise. It means the Anche Sodom, terrible Anche Sodom. So he says, no, it means whenever it uses the word Zaken with reference to giving them honor, that's what it means, only a wise, you know, a guy who's wisdom. But it's difficult. So we go up shop because, I mean, now what does the word mean? I mean, now it's going by context, and then who's to say? Every context can be different. I mean, the whole hochacha is because of the word. Once you have exceptions, now it's not a word anymore. You know, maybe it's a different definition. Maybe now it's using another definition. I mean, who's to say? Yeah, right, exactly. So therefore, but I was thinking that it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean it's told just a word showing you the word means. It's a gzera shava. But you get two kinds of gzera shava. You have one gzera shava, which is creating an exact equation. And it's saying is Zaken equals Zaken. Zaken there equals Zaken here. He's saying that can't be, because there's no Mumchen. But you know, it's Xer Shavu, which is teaching you the property that exists by the Zaken, by the Shimon Zakenim, exists here, namely Chachma. But they're not exactly equivalent. There is Mamish the Begdolei Ador. Here it's just showing you the exclusion of Ashmoy. I mean, the exclusion of Ashmoy, that the Zaken is a guy who has wisdom, a wisdom of old age. So it's a characteristic of wisdom. Old age is a characteristic of wisdom. So it's not Gzer Shava Gemura, but it is Gzer Shava, like the Rosh Hashanah, it's not even Gzer Shava, it's just like words. You know what I'm saying? It's not Gzer Shava Gemura, means it's not a full-fledged Gzer Shava, where it's an exact equation. But the question, I guess, comes back that we didn't take up. So according to Tosfos, what's his idea? That why are you only honoring an old guy? Honoring an old
wise guy.
Old wise guy. But not a chacham. So that was the question. The way I asked the question before is that why are you honoring the old wise guy? Because there's wisdom, but then why do you honor Talmud Chacham?
Right.
How could he be better than
what does it say back to
Mr. Guru? Yeah, right. How could he be better than Talmud Chacham? How could he be better than Talmud Chacham? Rashi got out of the problem because he held it's a whole new idea of it's not just for Chachma, it's for a guy who represents Klal Yisrael. So you say he only does it if he's old. But now, once you're saying is that it's for any old guy, it's just a not a Shmoy, because it seems because it's Chachma. So what does he have? He has Chachma. So then how is he better than Mamash Chacham? Right? Yeah. Okay, so that's a good question. Let's think about that. And then I guess it's shaykh to look at this Tosos. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. Maishna. I have to read through it again, see if I want to go through it or not. But Maishna, it's a lot of cheshmer, we'll see. But if not, then we'll go further. Further more.